Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, and you're listening to Dan's Health Talk. You know, I've been doing radio, and I say this every time because I guess it sort of amazes me, but I've been doing it since March of 1997, and that's a long time. My girlfriend was only 10 years old at the time. And so it amazes me how long I've been doing this. Now, I want to mention that there's a lot of things I've learned over the years. I've had so many different experts on, made good relationships. And sometimes I learn from them by having lunch with them afterwards, or they'll be in town doing a lecture, and we'll sit down and talk about some stuff that they're looking at, or I'll tell them, well, I interviewed this person a couple weeks ago, and he had some insight along the line of what you're talking about, but he had it from a different angle. And I've had that happen where I'll share information that will help them find insight. And a few times I showed up in their books of helping them find out some latest insights and stuff. Because one great thing about doing radio all these years is I get such a broad education in the field. Now, most of my friends that are in the field, they're specialists. They have an area of interest or that they really focus in, and they'll go deep. They'll take a really deep dive and keep exploring it and exploring it and exploring it. And I did that when I invented my exercise equipment with the Hydrotone. I didn't lift weights anymore once I invented it. I wanted to make sure that everything I experienced personally, I could say came from Hydrotone. And I just explored it from every possible angle. And that's the way I wanted to be able to say honestly to the people, this is what I see it happening. Now, of course, I was just one of many, many guinea pigs. We did a lot of research studies and had phenomenal results. But I understand the concepts of doing a deep dive. If that's your area, you can take one thing and spend a lifetime exploring it. In fact, Duke, I'm trying to remember his first name, he was a famous herbalist. And the guys that set up, I'll think of the company. I don't see it anymore. They sold out to a big pharmaceutical company. But they were students of his. And he told them you could spend a long time studying all the different elements in a plant and how they interact with it. And the guy said, yeah, you can spend a lifetime. As they started understanding what he's saying, just one plant. Really understanding everything and how they interact. Very, very complex. I mean, we feel that we know a whole lot about the human body. I can guarantee you there's a lot of things we don't understand and how it communicates. We're just now starting to understand that in the white matter of the brain, there's little tubes, tiny little tubulars that we thought the white matter inside, the gray matter inside that cortex and everything stands on just on the edge, which didn't do much. Well, now we know it sends photons very much like the fiber, those that send light messages across the ocean under the sea using photons. We do the same thing. And I think it's also how acupuncture works. Acupuncture's not following the nerves. They're following something else. And with these little tubular things that they've just become familiar with. Well, we have a whole lot of research to understand how photons, how radio energy outside of the electrical chemical energy that we normally think run down the nerves, how that communicates. There's a book I read in 97 called Whispering Ponds, and it won the academic book for science that year. And very good read. I really love that book. In fact, I probably need to order another one if I can find it. And one of the things they were saying then is the communication from one end of your body to the other happens faster than the chemical electrical reaction running down the nerves. They're not sure how it's doing it. Well, I know how it's doing it. It's doing it with a a radiance. We have an energy field all around us, everything that's alive. In fact, the definition of death should be the loss of that energy field. But it sometimes takes a while for that to fade. That's what the ghost leg, when a person loses their lower leg and still feels like their calf and toe and everything's still there, we still project out of an energy field. But when that finally fades, then the person is truly dead. And they found that many, many years ago. I've talked about it before on the show, like in Karelian photography in Russia. I don't know if that was in the 60s, but where they took a leaf and cut it and put it on a film and developed it in the dark room, and it projected out the rest of the leaf. Then they took someone that recently lost their finger and put it down on the film. And so when it developed in the dark room, it still projected out where the finger had been. And so we're an energy field. We're a radiant energy field. And that explains a lot of other phenomena that science, our Western model, doesn't handle very well. But I know from personal experience how we do things that it doesn't fit into the Western model. But the Western model is expanding. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about is I had given a lecture last Saturday on diabetes and blood sugar. And there's so much to talk about on that. But a recent show that I watched, and it's a very good show, Dr. Becker does a great show, and he was reading information on fiber. And there's soluble fiber and insoluble fiber. Soluble fiber, when you mix it up in water, basically disappears. Insoluble fiber just sinks to the bottom. And both of them have advantages in the body. Now, soluble fiber feeds the bacteria, the good bacteria in the body. And so it helps it grow. I mean, when you take a little capsule of probiotics, that needs to multiply 5-10 times before it dies, maybe more than that. Because you need to have about 3.5 pounds of good bacteria in your gut. And I understand in our society we're lucky to have a half pound in the Western diet. Because one of the reasons we don't need enough fiber, and the lady that set up Renew Life, she had a book on fiber, and so saying that if you eat 35 grams of fiber, you'll start losing weight. But you got to work up to it because till you get the balance of probiotics in your gut, you may end up with a lot of gas at first, but after a while you won't. But as you build up that, and the soluble fiber ferments, and it and so that can be a byproduct, but the body will handle it as it gets used to it. And so as you start striving to add, you know, a few more grams, 5 grams every week until you're up to 35 grams of fiber. And let's say right now you're probably eating 15. If you're eating some vegetables and stuff, 15 or 20. A lot of people recommend using cereals. I do not like cereals. I like the shell of the cereals, like psyllium, which is not one of my favorite fibers, but psyllium is the shell of the wheat, but you don't need the starch. That works against you. So the most important one is glucomannan. Glucomannan, more than any other one, showed tremendous benefit against colon cancer, even cholesterol, raising HDL, lowering the bad, improving on heart disease, and improving the movement through the bowel, so you have a healthier digestive system. But I was surprised that these soluble and insoluble fibers, when you get up, not only cut the likelihood of dying from diseases by 22%, but of all diseases, I think heart disease was almost 60%, and the extension of life. Now, of course, it depends. You can't just, if you're 80 years old and you start taking it today, it wouldn't make sense that this what I'm going to say. But they said a 9-year extension of life from taking high levels of fiber. That is amazing, folks. And the primary reason is because it improves blood sugar. And when you improve and normalize blood sugar, you change everything. But you also change the probiotics in the gut, which rules all kinds of things in the body, weight loss, inflammation, how well the brain works, the ability to fight off pathogens, of course, that are really destructive to the body, but also I think even an effect on cancer. So Start adding fiber to your diet and use a mixture, but don't forget about glucomannan. So add about, try to add about 5 grams extra each week until you're up to, women, they say 25, men, they say 35. And then if you're over 60, you can do probably 5 or 10 grams less and still get benefit. But why? It's going to benefit you. It could be the insoluble fiber. Too much of it may give you constipation, where soluble fiber is going to have the opposite. It's going to put more water in there and increase the probiotics. So if you're having trouble with constipation, which happens with people as they age a lot of times, it will normalize either way. If you have diarrhea or if you have constipation, it will help normalize either way. But it's the soluble fiber that helps in that regard. But the insoluble fiber is a scrub brush, really cleaning out the toxins. And boy, you're going to feel so much better when those toxins are lowered. In our Western diet, we have such a heavy toxic overload. To lower that will make a world of difference in how you're going to feel. So I'm not recommending one company over another. I'm just telling you about different fibers and to be educate yourself on, read up on it, because it affects a lot of things. Just go, what is the health benefits of fiber? Right now I'm looking at something on Healthline, and it's very, very broad. But a lot of vegetables. I'm not recommending starchy vegetables, but a lot of vegetables are going to help that, and fruit, of course. But fruits are high in sugar. But a granny apple, the pectin is a great fiber, and you can buy pectin separate. But a pectin is a great fiber. But a granny apple, some blueberries, a few different berries, all are very helpful in this. Even though I eat low carb, a little bit of that can be really helpful to your system. So I want to make you aware of that. I want a simple little thing to do this week and start adding that, and you're going to see your weight improve. And more importantly, you're going to start feeling better. And it will make a difference. It's an easy thing to do. And you can buy fiber at any health food store. And when you buy it, buy some soluble and insoluble, but don't forget about glucomannan. You want to take some of that extra. And acai fiber is very, very good. We'll be right back, folks. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and it's pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world of difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and it's pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. Folks, I have Stephanie Alford with me, and Stephanie and I have both been taking the Restore product created by Greenville Labs, Dr. Bevan Elliott, and distributed by Fox Legacy. And we also been taking the, you know, Rejuvenate Gel and some of these other phenomenal products that they produce. I mean, these are really phenomenal. They go down into the mitochondria and they create changes very quickly and very dramatically. And Stephanie, what were you dealing with that you got a result that you want to talk about?
I have real bad allergies and migraines and stuff. And so I started taking the Restore for my allergies, and it's just been phenomenal. I was breaking out real bad from my allergies. And when I started taking the Restore, my allergies from like under my chin, I was broken out from one side of my chin to the other side of my chin. And within days, that went away. I would wake up in the morning and I would be stopped up. That went away. I would have hives where that would break out, multiple times a day. That stopped happening. Wow. When I said terrible allergies, when I was on your traditional medication, they could not tell me, the things that would cause my breakout. So the Restore really, really helped me. But not only with my allergies, here's a couple of other things that we noticed. The first day I started taking the Restore, if you don't mind me sharing.
No, go ahead.
Okay, I started getting the bubbles in my stomach. And we actually had a function to go to, and I was like, uh-oh. But I started getting the bubbles. Nothing happened the first day. The second day, I still felt those bubbles, right? Nothing happened the second day. But that third day, it sent me to the restroom. And it just started. I had always been irregular. All my life, I had been irregular. So it's had me going ever since.
So it reestablished the regularity of your bowel movements, huh?
Uh-huh. It sure did. So I'm glad that. Go ahead.
Well, I just always laugh because people probably never thought they'd be on radio talking about their bowel movements. But that's part of health, folks. It's a big part of health. And the black seed oil, this is that's combined into this with this XDS technology, is noted for straightening out the whole gut in many, many ways. And this is the most powerful version of black seed. I've done other forms of black seed and liked it. But it's known to do this kind of thing, so that is really, really great. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
the hives, that amazed me. I mean, I cleared up my sinus problems with these products. I put the early generation, the first generation with olive oil, I would lay over backwards on the bed and put a little bit up my nose, and I did that this morning, and that does a fantastic job. But I'm really interested in the hives. Now, I wonder if you had a reaction to the medicine you were taking that was causing the hives.
I had the hives. They used to tell me I was allergic to hot water because when I would take a shower, it would get even worse. And the doctor, I remember the first time I would tell him that when I would get in the shower, because I had these allergies so bad, and I told him, I would be itching real bad. I said, and one thing about when I would get in the shower, I said, I'm itching real bad, but then when I get in the shower and I get out, I said, I'm on fire more. And he would laugh, and I said, why are you laughing? He said, you're allergic to hot water.
Well, what he may be saying, that doesn't hardly make sense to me. The only thing it could be is it may have washed off the oils off your skin, or you're allergic to the chlorine that may be in the shower, that when you take a shower, there's more chlorine in the air and more fluoride in the air. But I don't know if that would be what you're reacting, but is your skin dry?
Yeah, he told me no. Now, he told me I do better taking cooler showers than warm.
I guess so. I've never heard that reaction to it. I know it makes me itch when I get out of the whirlpool because it's taking the oils off my skin sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so in the wintertime, that's a real problem. But so the hives have gone away. That is fantastic. Yeah. And what about the migraines? What have you seen with that?
Oh, it helps me with those as well. I mean, I'm just loving it. My sleeping. The sleeping has gotten, it helps me with the sleeping. My dream, it helps me dream. My dreaming has gone to a deeper level.
Okay.
It really has. Yeah.
I could do a whole thing on the importance of dreaming. But as a detoxer, dream is for the detox of the brain. If you don't detox the brain, you end up with Alzheimer's, folks. And so dreaming is part of the process, but it also has a whole other side to it that's very, very important. But this is really cool. I really appreciate you sharing these with us, Stephanie.
And let me share one more thing.
Okay.
Now my energy level, I have to make myself stop working sometimes and just go to bed. Otherwise, it's like I'm just up doing things. You know, I'm a workaholic, so I can just be up, and sometimes I have to say, okay, Stephanie, you just got to go to sleep. I have to make myself go to sleep. So it will give you that energy level.
Well, no one would ever accuse me of being a workaholic, but I had a bunch of stuff when I moved that I needed to get put up that I'd just been looking at going, yeah, I need to do that. I'll do that tomorrow. And after I started taking the product, I started finally wanting to put everything up. But the move took so much out of me. I was just looking at these, and so now I know what you mean. I'm getting things done that I needed to get done. So, thanks again, Stephanie. And I just confessed my laziness.
Yeah, if you haven't tried it, you have to try this Restore.
You're right. Everyone needs to be on this because it does what the name says. It rebalances, restores the body back to a very healthy level. So, thanks again. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I have Roger here with me, and he's a managing partner for Greenville Labs that produces a Restore product, the Rejuvenate Gel, that is being distributed by Fox Legacy. And these are extraordinary products, what they'll do for your energy, with your health, and the rebalance of the body. Roger, I've been telling people about this for quite a while, but people are asking, how do they get a hold of it? And I know there's a high demand for them, but how do they get a hold of these?
They can call this number, 301-526-0600.
Okay, 301-526-0600, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Roger. I really appreciate it. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to D. Soloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21@gmail.com. D. Soloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, @gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just like years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. I have Roger here with me, and he's a managing partner for Greenville Labs that produces a Restore product, the Rejuvenate Gel, that is being distributed by Fox Legacy. And these are extraordinary products, what they'll do for your energy, with your health, and the rebalance of the body. Roger, I've been telling people about this for quite a while, but people are asking, how do they get a hold of it? And I know there's a high demand for them, but how do they get a hold of these?
They can call this number, 301-526-0600.
Okay, 301-526-0600, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Roger. I really appreciate it. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. I do want to remind you that if you hear something here and you want to hear it again, it'll be a podcast up on iHeartRadio. And if you go to iHeartRadio.com and click on podcast and then put in Dan's Health Talks. I don't put apostrophe between the N and S on Dan, but Dan's Health Talks. Then you'll see a whole number of shows. And this show won't be up right away. It'll probably take a week or 2 weeks before it shows up. But you'll see a number of shows on a number of different topics. So I wanted to mention that to you, that there's so many different things we cover. And I'm going to cover a few things for you right now that I think are quite interesting. Now, OPC, you'll see a lot of that comes from grape seed. You can see it from pine bark, which is also pycnogenol. Pycnogenol, to me, is just a trade name. When the research first came out on the pine bark, that they captured that name. But I think you get exactly the same thing with a less price if you buy pine bark. And so that's what I buy. Now, when I was first introduced to the pycnogenol or the pine bark, it was in a network marketing company. It was a few years before I started doing radio, probably about 94, somewhere in there, 94, 95. And this lady in our class, I always think of her, reminded me of Tweety Bird's lady, that granny. But she was a smart lady. She ended up working for AOL as a computer technician. And she was in her 70s and learned it. And I'm going, I still haven't figured this stuff out. And she also was in this network marketing company that was selling pycnogenol. And I said, well, I've read it. She wanted me to buy some from her. And I said, I've read about it. And I went down to the health food store and I bought 20 milligram tablets. And I said, I didn't notice anything. And she said, no, no, you got to take a milligram per pound of body weight. Well, I weighed about 200 pounds. So, you know, I would take 10 of those. And I took five, and I was going to take another five a little bit later. Well, that summer, I don't know what was going on, but I had really severe sinus problems. And 20 minutes after I took, my sinuses didn't bother me. Because the way it helps seal up the membrane of the capillaries so these little antigens don't get through the blood vessels and the capillaries, that's why it's also so good for your gums and your heart and everything, and even helps with nitric oxide levels. But it helps seal that up, and I could tell it. I went, whoa, this really works after trying so many different things that summer to try to not walk around half asleep because your sinuses are full. It really made a difference. So some people claim that grapeseed is 10% stronger. The thing with grapeseed is the tannins in it may make it in not absorb well. It'll still be, you'll get some benefit from it. So you got to get good quality grapeseed. I know that, what's his name? Terry Naturally, his company has a real high quality, low weight, molecularly low weight grapeseed. So that is something to keep in mind. But you might also try pine bark. I find it rather inexpensive because you're wanting to take a milligram per pound of body weight, and you can break it up into two dosages. So I take five, in the morning and five later in the day. Sometimes, though, they come in 200 milligram capsules. Well, yesterday I took two of those because my sinus is bothering. We had a storm just a couple of days ago and a lot of rain, so there's a lot of mold in the air. So I want you to think about that. Now, also, green tea is something I try to drink every day. And I don't really like the taste that much of it. Don't mind it, but I'm not big on the taste of it. So I put a lot of stevia in there. I like stevia with a vanilla extract mixture, and you can get these at any health food store. And so I add that to my green tea to sweeten it up a little bit without raising my blood sugar. Green tea, a lot of diet products sell it because it's going to help the metabolism, going to help, I guess, the mitochondria a little bit, but may also stimulate the adrenals a little bit. But it has theanine in it that helps increase alpha brain waves, that helps you focus, at the same time relaxes you without making you sleepy. That's what I like about it. It has ECG that has a lot of different effects in it. And one of the things that got my attention why I drink it every day is it takes the plaque. ECG helps the body remove the plaque off the end of the neurons in the brain. The brain has its own immune system. And somehow ECG supports that and stimulates that. So when you sleep at night is when you're, that's why a good night's sleep is one of the reasons so important. It cleans the brain up and it will take plaque that built up that day on the ends of your neurons and clean it up. And they said that in the article I read, I think in Life Extension, that it may even reverse Alzheimer's. Of course, not real strong Alzheimer's, but in the early stages of Alzheimer's, because it helps with the untangling of the end of the synapses where the neurons are going to try to connect. And so it cleans it up and untangles it. And so I think that in itself is worth taking green tea, but it's a powerful antioxidant. Now, you don't need to overdo it. I do one glass of green tea a day. And for me, I'm sensitive to caffeine, and there's a little caffeine in it. Not like a cup of coffee, but it's about half the dose of a cup of coffee. So I try to take mine by noon or 1 o'clock, not later than that. If I take it later, I won't sleep as easy. I may end up with a good night's sleep, but I'll want to stay up later. So think about green tea, adding that to it, and think about the OPCs. You'll find a lot of health food stores sell the OPCs. And you can do the grapeseed OPC or you can do the pine bark OPC. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention is taurine. Taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E. It's amino acid. There's a lot of fantastic amino acids I've used over the years for different reasons. But it helps the brain. It helps the heart, too. It's great to add with magnesium and a few other things that are great for the heart because it helps relax the blood vessels. But it helps build the neurons in the end of the nerves. It helps regenerate the brain. And that alone makes it worthwhile. Inexpensive product. So add taurine to your regimen. We'll be right back, folks. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp. And he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. I have Roger here with me, and he's a managing partner for Greenville Labs that produces a Restore product, the Rejuvenate Gel, that is being distributed by Fox Legacy. And these are extraordinary products, what they'll do for your energy, with your health, and the rebalancing of the body. Roger, I've been telling people about this for quite a while, but people are asking how do they get a hold of it. And I know there's a high demand for them, but how do they get a hold of these?
They can call this number, 301-526-0600.
Okay, 301-526-0600, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Roger. I really appreciate it. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called Invigorest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340.
For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. I have a local doctor that I put on the radio very, very often here in Oklahoma City, Dr. Brian Frank. I know if you're not close to Oklahoma City, you may think, well, why am I listening to a doctor too far away? I want you to hear the practices that he applies, getting rid of problems that have been around a long time. And so you can probably find him in your area, but if you're close to Oklahoma City, definitely worth the drive to come and start working with Dr. Frank. So I want to go into this interview I've done for the local market, but I want you to hear it as well. He's a MD. He started off as an anesthesiologist, became a specialist in pain, and then got another fellowship on top of that in anti-aging medicine or functional medicine. And before he ever started as an MD, he was an expert in acupuncture and lectured on acupuncture, and then got his medical degree. So when I have friends or people that I hear talking about how painful certain such and such is, I always try to convince them to go see Dr. Frank. And it just happened. I did it with one friend, and it made a world of difference in his life. And he's become a big proponent of Dr. Frank, and that's my friend BK. But I had another friend I tried to convince, and he just went and had a knee operation. He'll be out of, he takes my exercise class and won't be able to exercise probably for another 3 or 4 weeks before I can start working on his rehab. So I so wish I would have got him, because it may have saved him the whole thing. And I've known too many people to get operations and it doesn't go well. So, Dr. Frank, thank you for being with us, and you might want to talk about that.
Yeah, thanks, Dan, for the opportunity. It's one of my favorite things, because I've spent 35 years as an anesthesiologist and pain specialist, and time in the operating room and time in the anesthesia pain clinic, and helped a lot of people. But really, things turned for me a little over 25 years ago when I was introduced to a group of therapies, and of course I'd already been involved in acupuncture like you mentioned, but I was introduced into a group of therapies that literally regenerate healthy structure. And when we're talking about pain in the body, unless it's visceral, like abdominal, the intestines or kidneys or something like that, well, most of the pain that we experience is musculoskeletal. So mm-hmm. You're talking about either in joints or around joints. And so that means in joints, like your knee, they tend to wear down. They tend to have thinning of that cartilage. And the good news is that we can actually regenerate that rather than just replace it. And then around the joints, we've got ligaments and tendons that support that structure. And we spend a lifetime of bending and twisting and lifting. Not uncommonly, we get into accidents. And so those ligaments and tendons will become weakened. And when they're weakened, they don't provide adequate structure. And so that can be an issue in the knee, but especially if you're looking at rotator cuff and shoulder problems, tennis elbow, plantar fascia, and then literally all back problems from the lower back through the middle to the neck. And when those ligaments are not supporting well, then they're going to shift the load of support onto other structures. They're going to cause discs to bulge. They're going to pinch nerves. They're going to create a lot of problems and accelerate degenerative processes. So what's exciting to me about regenerative pain medicine is that we're actually trying to treat the problem rather than just the symptom. And what that means then is that in prolotherapy would be one of the primary treatments I do. It's not the only one. But prolotherapy and then pulse wave therapy and laser therapy, all of these in some way tend to stimulate the body to regenerate healthy cellular structure and then ultimately healthy joints. And when we do that, prolo is a contraction of the term proliferative therapy. That means that when I put that solution into a knee joint, it stimulates the patient's very own stem cells and growth factors to flood into or proliferate into that joint. And those stem cells are literally going to become new healthy cartilage. And so instead of, you know, going to surgery, and I'm not totally opposed to surgery. I'm an anesthesiologist, spent 35 years in the operating room too. But it's so much better to do the conservative care first if you can, so that you can avoid the operating room, which is most of the time something that we're able to do.
Well, I also think it'd be a good follow-up after surgery. Because,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, strengthening that and the scar tissue that might build up if you don't do that. Yeah, I think it would be excellent follow-up.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, as an additional therapy, there is a therapy that is not the same. It comes from Germany. It's called neural therapy. And while it's far beyond this discussion, it is important because it's one of the primary aspects of neural therapy is scar therapy. And I do find that sometimes the scars don't heal well, and sometimes that alone can be a significant impediment to a person getting well. It can either perpetuate chronic pain problems or actually just healing. You know, if the scar is not healthy, then it can continue to create problems in the joint. So the neat thing is that sometimes if a patient's already had surgery, we'll do prolotherapy and neural therapy in the same setting.
Oh.
I don't charge them anymore. My goal is just to help them get well. And so that's something that now you're talking about a really small number of docs in the whole U.S. that are familiar with not only the prolotherapy but the neural therapy component.
Yeah, I want to do a follow-up show with you on neural therapy because that's very interesting to me. I am familiar that there's like some systemic enzymes taken on an empty stomach that help stop the scar tissue from building up after surgery or breaking it down if it did. But I think you're talking about something different than what I normally would have thought of as far as neural therapy.
Yeah, neural therapy is a different type of an injection therapy, and it can have profound impact for pain and functional problems as well. So, but you know, when we're talking to men and women and boys and girls, because I treat young people with sport-related injuries, and I treat my oldest patient is 99, and she, well, actually, last week she had her 100th birthday, and I texted her daughter.
It's great.
She's doing great, you know. And
now,
I didn't see her in a year, and she's doing great.
I have my friend Dr. Brian Frank with me, talking about not only doing the stem cell stimulation, this prolotherapy, but this neural therapy that stops the scar tissue that builds up many times after surgery. And one of my older brothers had surgery on his back, and I said, at first you're going to feel better, but you may feel worse in 4 to 6 weeks because scar tissue may lay down around the nerve and start pinching it. So I said, there's things you can do about that, but you need to be aware of that. So go ahead and let's talk about that, because when I broke my leg many years ago, a chiropractor friend of mine said, this is going to hurt, but if I don't twist the heck out of that after it healed, you're going to have some scar tissue in there, and you're never going to walk quite the same. And it did hurt. He was right. It was going to hurt, but it did. It worked and stuff. He loosened it up. So what is neural therapy?
Well, neural therapy is a therapy that was developed about roughly 65 years ago in Germany by two doctors. They were brothers. Their last name was Hunneke. And they recognized that they had a sister with severe cluster migraines. And they were both great docs, and they were, by the way, they were medical acupuncturists like I am, and they had really tried to help their sister with her cluster migraines. And one day, one of the brothers noted that down on her leg, on her shin bone, where she had, as a young girl, had a bicycle accident and had a little scar on her shin, it was really red and puffy and kind of angry. And so he thought, well, he'll treat that with Novocaine, a local anesthetic. And as he did that, immediately, like 3 days of his sister's headaches just stopped. And so that was a pretty dramatic response. Wow. And so, yeah, he began investigating that with scars with patients and found that, in fact, when scars do not heal properly, and we'll cover that in a second, but when they don't heal properly, they can really lead to a wide range of pain and other medical problems until the scar is brought back to health. So a healthy scar, Dan, is one that's very subtle in its presence. In other words, the line of the scar will be very thin. It'll be neutral in color to the patient's pigmentation.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be thickened. It won't be beefed up, ropey like a pencil or retracted down. It'll be nice and smooth and supple. And so another thing that you can find is that if a scar is not healthy, it may be, instead of being neutral in color, which it might be at room temperature, when someone gets in a cold pool or into a hot shower, that scar may turn kind of beefy red color or really hot pink or even purplish blue. And all of these things indicate that the scar is not healthy. There's a low grade in Germany, it's called a toxic scar. And so when we treat these scars with local anesthetics, it really puzzles American doctors because they say, well, what good is it going to do to numb that tissue for an hour or two? But what happens is pretty remarkable. You actually reset the cellular membrane electrical potential with the local anesthetic, and it allows the cell to start bringing in oxygen and nutrients and getting rid of toxins and metabolic waste products, and allows the scar to continue to heal. And as that scar heals, sometimes it only takes one or two treatments. Sometimes, depending on how thick it is, it might take half a dozen. But when you get that scar to be healthy, many times both pain as well as functional medical problems will resolve.
Well, I know on prolotherapy, when you stimulate the stem cells, a little bit of pain in that joint for the first day or so actually helps the stem cells go to where it needs to heal. Anyway, that's the way I understand. I may have it wrong. And so I guess if the scar tissue is not the same place that you're stimulating the stem cell, it wouldn't conflict. But if you put Novocaine together with the stem cell, wouldn't that neutralize some of the stem cell stimulation?
No, it doesn't neutralize the stem cells at all. But where there are scars that are not quite healthy, it will actually help the cellular membrane to get to normalize and start functioning again and allow that scar. Because, you know, the body's natural instinct is to heal and repair.
Mm-hmm.
When you've got a scar that's thick or discolored or itchy or painful, those are scars that have just been trapped and have not been able to fully heal.
I heard about this a few years ago on, there used to be a guy, he's not Dr. Was it Dr. Bob or something? Used to have a radio show before I did a number of years ago. I was listening to a show, and he's talking about some women calling in with Caesarean scars and how they needed to address that scar because it reflects into other parts of her body and cause problems.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, absolutely. You know, I've had patients come, maybe they've had arthroscopy, which doesn't seem to be a big deal in the knee, but they continue to have swelling and pain and problems with the knee after what seemed to be a pretty routine arthroscopy. And I look at the scars, and the scars aren't healthy, and literally just treat the scars. And after one, two, three, four visits, you know, as you get the scar healthy, it allows the joint to get healthier too. So it can be not only important, it can be a profound impact for a patient's both pain experience as well as their general health and well-being.
Yeah, this is very fascinating to me. Now, before we run out of time, tell people how to get a hold of you, Doc.
We're at Regenesis Health, and the clinic number is 405-763-7603, and we've got a renewed website is re-genesishealth.com, re-genesishealth.com. And, we have more integrative pain management therapies at Regenesis Health than anybody in Oklahoma. And so that would include neural therapy. That would include the stem cell prolotherapy. It would include laser, microcurrent, acupuncture, pulse wave therapies. And so, you know, when someone comes in, they just don't all get the same thing. We go with 35 years of experience to see what's going to be the best solution for them.
Exactly. And that's why I tell everyone, go see Dr. Frank. That's why I put him on so often, because of all the exotic things he's doing no one else is. Thanks a lot for being with us. I really appreciate it.
Hey, have a great weekend, Dan. Thanks.
You too. I want to thank you all for listening. And please tell your friends and family, let them know when this show plays. And I'll be talking to you again next week.